Welcome to episode 439 of Fly Away. Over the past few years, we've been reminded time and again how much the world relies on travel. From supporting local economies to learning about new cultures, the experience that travel provides helps to make our world smaller and bring us closer together. Here at Outlander Travel, we've been proud to be a small part of bringing that to you through our weekly podcast. My name is Dawn, and this week I'm joined by fellow Outlander travel agents, Sandy and George. We've all been there. You're sitting in an airport for God knows how long, and you start to wander, you know, just to pass the time. As you walk along through the terminals, you catch a whiff of something. It could be something mouthwatering, or more often than likely, in U.S. airports, stale grease. So tonight we talk about our favorite meals and our not-so-favorite meals in our airports. So let's get started. So we're going to start on the negative and end on the positive. Because you know what? That's what we should do.
True.
So we'll start with you, Sandy. Tell us, what are your pet peeves about airport food?
I don't usually like to sit down in airport restaurants and eat. You guys know I like to get to the airport early, and I'm kind of teased about it, but I like to kind of just get to the gate and sit there.
Well, I understand that, but when you're sitting there for like 5 or 6 hours.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I have kind of like my go-to things, and then I don't stray very much. So I don't really think I have a bad one, because Starbucks is always Starbucks. And, some of the stuff
true.
Is always the same. So it's kind of, I don't know. I have some more standout good things than I do standout bad things, I guess I would say. That's a non-answer, right?
That is a non-answer, yes.
Yeah.
All right, somebody else go, and then I'll see if I can think of something bad.
Okay, George.
My pet peeve with airport restaurants is that they gouge the crap out of you price-wise. Because once you're through, especially here in the States, once you're through TSA, you have no other choice. You either eat their food or you don't eat, because you can't bring liquids through. So,
true.
I mean, I understand charging a little bit more. You're in an airport. You expect to pay a little bit more. But I think when we were in the Cancun airport last time, we went to, it was a burger place, and I swear maybe it was Johnny Rockets, but I could be wrong. And it was like $75 for burgers for three of us.
Oh, Shake Shack at the Fort Lauderdale airport is, again, it was like $40 for me.
Yeah. For one
me.
Person?
Yes.
Yeah. I know. For a burger. Yeah.
Yeah. That didn't happen to me. Last time I was in the airport, we, our flight got delayed. And so we were there a really long time. We just didn't have anything else to do. So we stood in line for this, this was in the Delta terminal of Fort Lauderdale. And we stood in line for one of the restaurants because we had time, you know, and then I think I had like a side of meatballs or something. It was like $8. It wasn't terrible. You know, I think for two of us, I think we spent maybe $40. I don't know. It wasn't that bad, but we had a lot of time to sit around. And then Delta gave us snacks because we were waiting so long, which was kind of nice too. So, yeah, can't complain.
You mean Delta actually, I mean, a U.S. carrier actually brought you snacks in the terminal?
They brought out a cart of water and snacks and, you know, yeah. And they made an announcement that because we all were, you know, late, they gave us snacks. We were a couple hours delayed. I mean, it was a long day sitting around the airport, but that was our plan. So, yeah.
Wow. I'm dumbfounded.
So what's your pet peeve, Donna?
Well, my biggest one is when you arrive at an airport and, you know, doesn't matter whether it's on time or whatever, and you get there and it's later in the evening, you know, I mean, 7, 8, 9 o'clock at night, and you walk through and you're starving because you just got off a 3-hour, 4-hour plane ride and nothing is open. Mm-hmm. And you're starving, and even the newsstands are closed. So I think COVID changed a lot of, you know, working hours, and I think they need to go back to being open when the airport is open.
Yeah, I that happened to me in Nashville. This was before COVID, though. They were closing the terminal right when we landed. And then I also had another one when I was in Seattle. I feel like we landed late and had a long layover and everything was closed. Like, it was the middle of the night. So I wasn't super surprised. But I will say, when I landed in Anchorage, Alaska, at like 11 o'clock at night, everything was open there. So I guess they're used to people, like a lot of their flights get in pretty late. So
they do. Yes. Yeah. That's the thing about flying into Anchorage. It's usually red eyes.
Yeah. So that's actually a really nice airport.
Okay.
Cool.
So does anybody have any favorites that they absolutely love? Let's start with you, George, this time. What do you love to eat when you go to the airport? That's not, you know, hundreds of dollars.
So in the past, we used to, because we live in New England and Chick-fil-A is not really a thing up here, that was kind of our go-to every time we'd swing through Baltimore, because I fly Southwest and there was a Chick-fil-A in Baltimore. So that was an extra perk. So to speak, that if you didn't fly on Sunday, you could get some Chick-fil-A. And we also found one Dunkin' Donuts there stashed away way in the back of, it's just in this weird hallway. It's not even near the food court area. Those were kind of our go-to. I don't think I've ever eaten really at a sit-down restaurant in any airport that I can think of.
Not even like a TGI Fridays or anything?
No.
Chili's?
No.
Huh. You're definitely not the norm.
Do you think so?
Yes,
I do. I think the last thing I think about when I go to the airport is, where am I going to eat or what am I going to eat? It's more of, God, I got to get there and get through security, get to the gate, and then I'll find whatever's nearby to grab whatever I can get.
Well, that's usually, like I said, and most of us are like that, I think, when it's just, you know, when they're just arriving. But when you've got a 5-hour layover because you see that the flight's delayed and you can't leave because you have to wait for that next flight, it's like, you know what? Yep. Well, I can kill an hour sitting in a restaurant.
True.
Yep. So I have a go-to. Besides my Starbucks, Auntie Anne's, I will always make the detour for the Auntie Anne's little pretzels with the cheese dip. But it's not like the best thing I've ever had in an airport. I was connecting, I think I was in Dallas last year and had to rush to like my next gate, but then it was kind of like a hurry up and wait because I just wanted to get to the next gate, but once I got there, I had plenty of time. They had this restaurant at the gate that was really cool. It was like you ordered and then they would put your food in a like a locker. And then you go up to the locker and get your food out whenever it was ready.
Raleigh has started doing that.
Yeah, it was. And I had this really, really yummy avocado toast. So I guess if you're in Texas, avocado toast is a good thing to try. That was really good. And yeah, I don't know. You go, Donna. I actually could go on and on about some of the good stuff I've eaten in airports.
Okay. Well,
wow. I'm definitely the minority here.
You definitely are. So
okay.
I've got a couple, actually. When I was in college, I actually worked at Papado's Restaurant, which is it's a Texas chain of Cajun restaurants. And there used to be one in the Atlanta airport, and now the only one left is at Houston Hobby. And so if I fly through Houston, you know, I'm stopping and I'm getting my fondue because, you know, nice. It's so yummy.
So what kind, is it Cajun fondue? What is this?
It's, oh my gosh. So it's actually interesting because every restaurant that's in the chain does it a little different. The one I worked at was crawfish, oysters and shrimp with spinach, mushrooms, in a white wine cream sauce. Like I said, I used to work there. And then it's all baked with like a huge mound of Monterey Jack cheese. And so you scoop it up and then you put it on garlic bread and eat it.
Wow.
And that when I go there, that's usually what I have for dinner. That's my dinner.
That sounds like a heart attack on a bread loaf.
Oh, it is? And it's an, listen to the thing. It's an appetizer.
I mean, yeah, that's what I was going to say. I'm like, I don't know if I'd have that. That sounds like something you'd have to split between like four people.
Oh, it's shareable, but I don't.
But you had me at the oysters because that does
sound good. Oh, yeah. Well, and some of them, depending on what, if you have fresh oysters, then they add oysters. If they don't have oysters, they do, you know, fish in some of them. So it, every restaurant does their fondue slightly different. The other thing, I was flying from Seattle to Taipei over to Bali, and we had about 3 hours to kill in Taipei. And so I'm like, you know, it was dinner time for us, even though it was breakfast for them. So we went to, I went to this little ramen place. Very, very authentic ramen in Taipei with fermented bamboo shoots in it.
Okay.
If it hadn't been uncouth, I would have picked up the bowl and slurped the whole thing.
I thought that meant you were like complimenting the chef.
No, you're supposed to use your chopsticks and not touch your food. So
what? Really? Oh, I probably would have been drinking it. Yeah.
But yes, it was so just amazingly good. And then the other thing is when I'm traveling through Europe, the pastry shops. And like you were saying, George, I mean, in the US you go to a pastry shop, you're gonna spend $10 on a pastry. And there, they're like, you know, $2 or $3, and you get a cup of coffee and a pastry, and we're not talking, you know, a croissant and that's it. We're talking Napoleons and, you know, these flaky, fantastic macarons
and
the pastries in Europe are just amazing.
The macarons, I'm with you on that. Mm-hmm.
And relatively inexpensive, you know. And so when I fly through Amsterdam, that's one of the really cool things about the Amsterdam airport. Amsterdam airport has not only restaurants and sit-down places and little like kiosks that have pastries and things like that. They've also got little grocery stores inside the airport.
That's so strange. Yeah.
Yeah, you can go in there like and that. Smoked salmon, you can buy cheeses, you can buy, of course, they're all Dutch, you know, because it is, you know, Amsterdam. But yeah, you can get little, and it's souvenirs, but it's also just, you know, food. You can sit there on the plane and open a thing of cheese.
I'm going there next month for the first time, so I'll have to check that out. But when I was over there last year and I was flying home from Munich, after quarantining with COVID and not getting to actually see Munich, like my big goal for the airport was a pretzel. I was like, okay, I'm in Germany. I need beer and a pretzel. I don't remember if I had beer because I think it might have been in the morning, but I was like, I'm not coming to Germany and not having a pretzel. So I
you
do remember
beer in Germany for breakfast.
Yeah, I can't remember if I did. I probably did. I don't know.
They give you those little baby beers.
No, I really think I had like a good coffee, like a good espresso or something. But yeah, I got a big pretzel in Munich and it was really good. So I think maybe they have better food in the airports in Europe. I don't know.
Oh, I tend to agree.
That's what it sounds like.
Wholeheartedly.
Yeah. Yeah. More economical. Well, one time, I kind of wish Lindsay was on this episode because I'm going to tell the story of when she almost made us miss our flight because we wanted to go to, I'm going to totally blame it on her too, because she's not here, but we wanted to go to In-N-Out Burger in LA, right by LAX. Uh-huh. And for some reason, it was like this comedy of errors, but you know how you have to, in LA, when you're returning a rental car, it's off-site, so you're going to get shuttled back to the airport. And
yes,
you know, so you have to add in time for that, which we kind of didn't. And then we were in the drive-thru for In-N-Out Burger, and it was one of those drive-thrus that's built so that you can't leave. You know, like once you're in, you're committed.
And it was slower than Christmas.
Yeah, something was going on. She was like, you know, apologizing to me, at, you know, because we were going to miss the flight. And then we get there, and then she doesn't have, well, at the time, I don't know if she does now, but she didn't have pre-check. So we were flying to her house and she was about to like hand me the keys to her house to go on without her. I was like, no, I'm not leaving without you. But yeah, we did make it, but In-N-Out is really good too. And it was worth it. But I don't know if they have it in the airport there. I think it's, you have to get it before you get to the airport.
Well, the San Antonio airport used to have an Alamo Cafe inside the airport. It's not there anymore, but they still have Alamo Cafe in San Antonio. And so I'm kind of a tortilla snob. And so I actually picked up some. I picked up two like packages of tortillas, and there's probably 20 or 30 of them in a package. And they're really interesting when you go through TSA and they're like, what do you have in your bag? That's a little odd looking, because it's, you know, there, it's the size and it's totally not see-through. And I'm like, oh, it's just tortillas. And they went, okay, I get it. Because, you know, this is San Antonio and it's Texas. And yeah, they, people fly with tortillas. But you can get them. That's the thing, is that in the airport in San Antonio, there's breakfast tacos. They serve, every yeah. restaurant serves breakfast tacos. And of course, you can't find them anywhere else.
I will be in Houston for the first time coming up next month. So,
Definitely have to stop off and get some breakfast tacos.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think I'm flying into Houston Hobby. I think I'm flying into the IAH. But yeah, Papados. Is Papados like just in the airport or is it like a...
Oh, no, it's a regional chain. They've got them all through. They've got them in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, in San Antonio, Austin, Houston. I can't remember if there's any in El Paso. Okay. But definitely, if you can't get to the Houston Hobby Airport, go to one in Texas.
Yeah.
And have the fondue and just tell them I sent you.
I'll be like, Donna used to work here, and she said that there's going to be oysters in this. And that's what I'm looking for, the oysters.
There you go.
I feel like we should give like a shout out to the airport lounges too, though, because that's like a good way to have free food if you qualify.
It is, but I've never been fancy enough to actually be in one.
Me either.
Unless I paid extra for it in Montego Bay.
That's what I was about to say. Get the departure lounge in Montego Bay, and it will make your experience waiting for your flight much nicer.
Yes, because what you're used to spending on sitting around in a restaurant in, mm-hmm. you know, the U.S. to basically turn that around and turn it into the airport lounge, because they tell you when it's time to go. They store your bags for you. You can get all sorts of snacks. They've got an full open bar. Worth every penny.
Yeah. Yep. I agree. Club Mobe.
Yes. Once I get fancy enough to actually stay in a first class lounge, I'll tell you how it is. I'm not fancy enough yet.
I've been a Me guest either. In one. It is still nice. Yeah.
Anything else before we close it down?
No, I'm going to go eat now. So
now that we made her hungry talking about food.
Well, that's our show for this week. Thanks for hanging out with us. Please like our Facebook page, rate us, and be sure to tell your friends about us. You can find our previous episodes on the podcast page of OutlanderTravel.com, Apple Podcast, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. So we would love to hear from you. On behalf of Sandy, George, and myself, Donna, thank you for joining us this week. Gotta fly.